The Traveler's Journal, December 21st, with tips on charter flights. Once upon a time, airline charter flights were the least expensive way to fly. Airline deregulation changed that. Undercut by scheduled airlines, many charter companies went out of business, but many survived and still offer a combination of advantages that can make them an attractive alternative for low-cost travel, especially for flights to Europe and the Far East. Here's why. Advertised discounts on scheduled airlines come with many restrictions and apply to a limited number of seats on any flight. Once the cheap seats are gone, the only alternative may be paying full fare. On most charters, every seat on the plane is sold at the advertised price, and you sacrifice less comfort flying charter than you once did, since scheduled carriers now also cram as many seats as they can onto their planes. In fact, a few charters offer seats equal to domestic first class at a third less cost. But there are drawbacks. Most charters are sold on a use-it-or-lose-it basis, making changes very expensive. Charters may also be more difficult to book. Few are listed in the travel industry computers. Travel agents can often make charter reservations, but they must work a lot harder. And since many charter flights fly only once or twice a week, schedules may be limited. Finally, check-in and baggage handling can be slow, especially since charter flights are often relegated to less convenient departure gates. Still, when planning a trip, it may pay to check around for charter options. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.